USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says at this time, meteorologists are not sure whether Dorian will directly hit Florida's east coast. Some of the computer models predict a late turn northward as it hugs the coastline. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
The National Hurricane Center has said it's going to slow down over the next 24 hours. Will slow down, that means it's going to increase in intensity. The slower it moves, the more problematic it becomes. It is still a very powerful hurricane.
It's a Category 4 now, with winds up to 140 miles per hour. Dan Gelber is the mayor of Miami Beach.
We can prepare for this. But because everybody sees it going everywhere in the state of Florida, because the cone is so wide, people may decide that it's not coming to them. They're going to play sort of Russian roulette, and that's a big mistake.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
President Trump's personal assistant, who has been with him since the start of his administration, has now left the White House. Before leaving for a weekend at Camp David, the president spoke about Madeleine Westerhout. She abruptly resigned after talking about the president's family at a recent off-the-record dinner with reporters.
I really think she had a bad night. I think it was unfortunate. She said she was drinking. And the whole thing was very unfortunate.
It's another weekend of protests in Hong Kong. Andrew Stevens reports.
You can hear them chanting behind me. They're basically saying, liberate Hong Kong, freedom for Hong Kong, add oil, which is the catch cry here. And the other one is an eye for an eye in reference to the protester whose eye was severely damaged by a projectile in previous demonstrations.
She got her start on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Actress Valerie Harper has passed away after her long battle with cancer. Harper was 80 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
According to the Conference Board, U.S. workers are more satisfied with their jobs than they were a few years ago, USA's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Robin Erickson of the Conference Board tells us that level of satisfaction was up to 53.7%.
It's an increase of 2.7 percentage points from the last year, and 2018 is the eighth year in a row where job satisfaction has improved for an increase of 11% since 2010.
Erickson, who was the principal researcher for the Conference Board study, tells us there's been a big jump in the job satisfaction rate when you look back at 2010.
Back in 2010, job satisfaction was only 42.6%, so it's gone up quite a bit, 11 percentage points since 2010.
There's a new fast food study out, and USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
This new study says fast food could have something to do with the rise in depression among middle school-aged kids in America. And more specifically, the bad news could be a diet that's heavy on fast food and light on plant-based foods. Researchers at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, who tested a group of middle schoolers, found very high levels of sodium, but very low levels of potassium. They say high sodium levels is evidence of highly processed foods, not just fast food, but also frozen meals and unhealthy snacks. Low potassium is a sign of a diet that lacks in healthy fruits and vegetables.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.